right, football season starts tomorrow night, but right now it's fig season, baby. Welcome to the Fig Cave. The hot take kid, Phil Gentile here. Nikki Thompson up in Connecticut. What's up, brother? Yo. How are you?
I'm good, man. Good. Got one more quick day of work tomorrow and off for another 3 days.
I love it. I love it. I'm heading to the beach tomorrow night, so we're recording this a day early. Thank you for adjusting your schedule to fit my terrible schedule.
All good. All good.
The kid's been, I started sports, but it's been like 95 degrees here this week, so they canceled everything. So we've been trying to juggle around that. Took him to the batting cages.
They let him out of school early, too?
No, just indoor recess, which I used to love indoor recess when I was a kid, man. If it was like raining, because we would just do like kind of fun games and shit.
They let kids go home early today. Like, what?
Oh, wow. Jeez.
So they're just assuming that every kid has air conditioning at home.
Or every kid has like parents who are not working that can just...
can easily pick them up at noon today. Yeah,
I do love that. Like all these half days. I never remember how many half days these kids have. Way more than us. I remember we'd get like one or two half days a year and it'd be like, you know, you'd be loving life because you can go home right after lunch.
Oh, my high school used to do like the first few days of school would be a Thursday, Friday. You get like two halves in.
Oh, nice.
And if they counted as days, they didn't care.
Easy in.
Yeah.
So some big news coming out. So we have a bunch of figure news. The AEW StarCast reveals were right after we recorded last week, so we'll get into those. We got some news from Steve Ozer and some new reveals from some of the retro companies. But the biggest news of the week, Nick Thompson, CM Punk fired from AEW. It was announced last week on Collision on Friday night, so a little less than a week ago, after a backstage incident with Jungle Boy. And I want to get your thoughts on it. If you think that was the right move, you know, his time in AEW was definitely marred with some controversy, stop and starts, and definitely didn't live up to potential. But before we get into the figure side of things, Nick Thompson, what do you think about CM Punk and no longer being with AEW?
Dude, I think I'm pro Punk on this. I just don't like... It just seemed like, I think I said last week, it's just a bunch of kids that are trying to like get, they're all going after one person and trying to get him in trouble in front of the boss, and it finally worked. So it's just like Jack Perry's like, push it. I guess who knows who started it, but the first rumor was that Jack Perry bumped his shoulder, and then, but now it is that Punk went after him about the whole glass thing. So it just sounds like a bunch of people trying to get one dude in trouble. It finally worked, and that's it. AEW's dumb. This is just an indie show. The whole thing is just turning into a complete indie show. Nobody wants to be a good guy. Nobody wants to be, or only a few people want to be good guys. Few people want to be bad guys. They all want to be in between so they could still move their merch. It just, there's alliances. There's, you know, factions. It's just, I don't know what the fuck is going on over there.
I totally agree with you, but I will play devil's advocate that CM Punk is a bit of a drama queen. Shit follows him, but it's mostly because he just does not take shit. I mean, he does not really start anything, but he definitely is not going to let you just say his name in a promo and talk shit about him on live TV and just let it happen. But could you imagine if Akira Tozawa or a mid-carder in a fucking... pre-show match called out like Roman Reigns in a shoot situation live on like the air, like unbelievable. Like how is that guy still working there? You know, like this is your cash cow and you let this jobber mid-card loser ruin it.
One of the pillars, bro. He's one of the pillars. Isn't he?
It was going to happen eventually just because you're right. All of these guys are just super immature, unprofessional. They're constantly poking the bear, and with CM Punk you can't do that because he is going to get in your face and find out why you said what you said, whether it's on a keyboard or on a screen. But this all started with the Hangman Page shoot promo that he didn't find, you know, he didn't really like. He voiced his opinions at the press show afterwards, after the pay-per-view. I did see Tony Khan get asked by, I think, Brandon Thurston of WrestleNomics, you know, what is the contract status of CM Punk, and is he able to, you know, freely go to WWE if he wanted to. And the look on, I don't know if you saw the video, but the look on Tony Khan's face, it's just like a he not only closed his eyes, but he like clenched like someone was like ripping his heart out. I must not have ever thought that that was even possible. But you know, obviously the biggest thing that's ever happened to AEW was landing him. He had been out of wrestling for 8 years. We hadn't had wrestling figures of him for 8 years or whatever it was. The dude moved the needle. Had he lost a step or two? Yeah, probably. DJ and Tom had talked about that on their podcast quite a bit, the Running Podcast. They cover more in-the-ring stuff. He definitely wasn't what he used to be, but he was definitely a lightning rod for that company and gave them a notable face to brand stuff with. So now that he's gone, Nick, do you think these... I think we have three or four figures coming out. I know the LJN CM Punk is already out. That's from the newest set of Unmatched or Unrivaled. I forget which one. So that's already coming out. He has a Supreme figure that's up for pre-order right now on Walmart, so that's not going anywhere.
It was quick. Quick in and out, but yeah, it'll be in the store before anybody actually gets a pre-order anyway.
Do you think they just... It sounds like there's going to be some lawsuits going on here. Tony Khan came out and said he had feared for his life because CM Punk had lunged at him or something like that. So I think this is going to end badly for both parties, you know, as far as the overall outside dynamic. But I guess these figures are still going to come out, right? I mean, I think
they will. I think that they just can't. I think most of them, they're too far along to pull now. It's just... Even him in the, what is it, the gold shorts there, like, I think that's still gonna, I think we'll still see that. So, maybe that ROH one, that seems far enough out, but
yeah,
anything that went into production is gonna get made.
I think there was that Luminaries one that you talked about, and like the yellow goldish trunks, that was like his early days. I think that was kind of Ring of Honor, I would assume, right? That was Ring of Honor, which I'm not sure why they made that figure if they were gonna just put it in the Ring of Honor line, but... he has that Supreme, and he has that LGN figure. I think that's it. So we'll see if those come out. Do you think he goes back to WWE? And if not, do you think any of these other companies gobble him up and get some figures made of him?
Well, first of all, I mean, you know, I'm going to the Impact pay-per-view on Friday. I'm hoping he shows up there. So,
oh, that'd be cool.
Just spitefully shows up there. Fuck the paycheck. Like,
yeah,
you know, if he's available to be out there. I hope that he signs somewhere. I don't see WWE actually signing him. And, you know, not for a little while. Although it would move the needle to have him suddenly show up, but I just don't. When he shows up for WWE, like, I know he was only on, what was it, The Bump, whatever that Fox FSN show was. I mean, it popped the ratings for like a month.
Yeah.
And then people were just like, eh. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know if him wrestling, depending on where he's going to tie into storylines, but. Sounds like they can't. Well, it's run more professionally back here, backstage, obviously. So,
yeah, I think he still has some bad blow with people, but we'll see. You know, if Bret Hart can come back, I think CM Punk can come back. Survivor Series is in Chicago this year, which is in November, so we'll see. That would be a fitting return for him in his hometown, but it just kind of sucks, and I just don't think, you know, the whole thing could just be attributed back to Tony Khan not being able to run this company how it should be. He's got the wrong people in his ear. There was a video of the Young Bucks after Collision went off the air doing like a cocky victory lap around the ring, like celebrating, basically, you know, obviously because Punk being gone. It sucks because he was great for wrestling for him to be back, and I don't know how this will affect AEW. I know the numbers for the last episode of Collision dropped like 20% after they announced he was, you know, fired. I think it finished up like under 250,000 people watching at one point. So not good, but we'll keep you updated on all the figure news as far as CM Punk is concerned. Like we said, the Supreme figure went, before we started recording tonight, went up for pre-order on the Walmart app. Who knows if that'll ever get shipped to you if you did order it, but like you said, it should be coming to stores pretty soon. We'll get into some more AEW news in a little bit, Nick, but I think they did confirm, and this was on the Major Wrestling Figure podcast too, that Target is no longer carrying those Supreme figures, It's going to be a Walmart only and probably ringside item.
But. So odd because I mean it's. I have yet to see. I've only ever seen the Walmart exclusive at Walmart. I've only ever seen the regular ones, which is just Britt and Cody at Target. So they're going to get all three now? I mean, they don't move as it is. I mean,
yeah.
I've seen Cody. I've seen plenty of Kenny. They don't move. It takes a while to get rid of them. It's such a high price point.
Yeah, D Freedom had a great point on the Major Wrestling Figure podcast that there's no entry level for AEW. There's no basics. There's no like $10 figures that somebody can get into. So for someone that doesn't really know wrestling, coming down the aisle to get a gift or buy something for somebody and they're all $20, they're not going to necessarily reach for those. And the average fan might not even know AEW, you know, just the casual wrestling fan. You know WWE from the Hogan days or the Stone Cold Attitude Era and all stuff like that. People remember that a little bit more, a little bit bigger names. So it does make sense. I mean, our good buddy Kyle Peterson posted a photo of a box of figures, of AEW figures being put on the shelves. And there was a message to be anything that was on the shelves already to be put into this box and sent back to this third party company. I forget the name of it, but
Anderson A. If you think of being with A, I'm not sure.
Ken, Mr. Anderson, yeah.
Yep, Ken Anderson. He's not doing much else right now. So yeah. Besides, he's coaching, but he's on the weekends. He needs a side gig. So
I thought he was going to be the next thing, man. He was.
I want to talk about that one week. Like I want to hear. You know, we'll do a poll in the group. I'm like, who did you think was going to be big? Like, how did you mentally book somebody? Not in your fig fed.
Yeah.
But just like.
That's a good call.
What? Who did you think was going to be like Sean O'Hare? I'm going to say it right now.
Oh yeah,
Sean O'Hare. He had the look. I thought he was going to be,
yeah,
main eventing WrestleMania for years.
He definitely had the look. That'd be a good idea for an episode when we get a little slow. Put it out to the Fig Cave Facebook group, which you guys can join for $1 per month as part of the Run In Podcast Patreon. It's patreon.com/runinpod. $1 gets you entry into the Facebook group. Then we do some bonus episodes at the $5 tier. Facebook group is great, Nick. About 550 people in there buying, selling, and trading figures. We do unboxings. We do live fig hunts, all kinds of stuff. Check it out, patreon.com/runinpod. Let's get into some news from WWE before we talk about some of these reveals from AEW. So, I forget what podcast he was on, but Steve Ozer had some notes about some things. We know that the basics are getting added articulation in a couple series coming up, staying at the same price point. They will now have removable heads and hands, which is pretty cool. Yeah, this is great. I mean, I think it makes me, if there's a Kurt Angle or Macho Man basic, I'm obviously going to buy it and take it out of the box. I might even buy two now to keep one mint on card. I don't know, but just the added articulation and being able to change out the parts makes it a lot more tantalizing to me at that lower price point. And if like the LA Knight is coming out as a basic, you know, I'd be more likely to get that for my son as a placeholder until an Elite comes out. Whereas before, the basics, I mean, the legs wouldn't even move like side to side. It was just almost unplayable.
They're like literally to be. Just kind of hanging out in the back.
I mean, I never forget when we went to a toy store and the guy that owned the store was like, I was buying like a couple things. And the guy was like, oh, your son's into wrestling. Go over there and pick out some wrestlers from the bin, some of those loose wrestlers. And my son was like, no, that's okay. They were all basics. Like, you know, he's spoiled. You know, he's got the Elites. He's got Ultimates now. You got him into the Superstars figures. So.
He's going on his 17th vacation this summer on top of it. So,
yeah, true. Know. Yeah, it's easy when you only got one, man. Kid. Keep that in mind, you know. It's easy.
Oh.
Just ask Tom.
Everybody's got an opinion on that one.
Unless they got travel baseball. Then one is enough. Yeah.
Oh my
just
God.
Just ask Tom.
Ridiculous.
The Mick Foley 3-pack, the Three Faces of Foley, which a lot of people, including Foley himself, were pretty upset was coming in three separate boxes, is now, I guess, shipping in. They tried like to explain
side by
it.
Side?
Yeah, kind of like a horizontal, like wider box that would fit all three of them in. And I guess maybe it's just like a plastic, clear plastic that they all go in, which would be pretty cool. And you could display them together and get them signed individually. because I think you could buy those. Could you buy those figures individually or
yeah,
no?
Yeah, you could buy them separate. Or, I mean, obviously, they'll always let you buy three together. So
yeah, so.
But I don't know if it was part of the plan. I thought it was going to be some sort of defining moments part type thing.
Yeah.
Like where it's just going to be one box, you put all three go in there. Or like the Thanksgiving set, the Taker and Gobbledygooker. But I guess sounds like it's going to be a three pack. So he's going to be able to sign it the way he wants to sign it, which is if you guys meet Foley, it's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a really cool experience.
All three different paint pens. I don't know what it's going to cost now, but, you know.
But to get it signed from him, probably, you know, yeah. That's, yeah. It's $99.99 and it's pre-ordered late November. So if he comes around quite a bit, you get the Mankind, you get the Cactus Jack WCW, and you get the Dude Love. So I love that. Cool set. And I think it makes a lot more important to people that they can get it signed like that, all three of them displaying them together. You know, it makes a lot of sense. So that's cool. The last note that he had here was the Hogan 3-pack, which I think is a Target exclusive. We will get the hot dog tan on those WCW Ooh. Figures, so that's important. Got to get that tan right.
Yeah.
They do it sometimes. They don't do it other times. I don't know.
Yeah, the consistency on that is insane, but I wish it was coming a little bit sooner, though, because I'm going to probably mail in for... I have a huge credit with Heroes Hideout. I was going to mail in for their Hogan signing.
Okay.
And I thought that would be a cool one to get signed. Not that I think he's going to sign it three ways, you know, Hollywood Hulk and...
No.
I don't know who the last one is, but...
That'd be expensive.
Terry. Big Terry. But,
yeah. It'd be a cool window. Like a huge window for him to sign, yeah. You know? So, yep. That's all the news we have from them. We had a bunch of reveals on last week's episode, so go back and listen to that if you haven't heard it. Some new stuff that we saw coming down the pike from Mattel. Let's get into the AEW Jazzwares reveals. We talked about Target no longer selling the Supreme figures. We talked about Kyle Peterson reporting them swapping those out. Let me pull up the ringside page here. We'll look at some of the new figures coming out. All right, Nick Thompson. Maybe the winner of the weekend. This was announced during the StarCast kind of reveals. They had a panel there with Jazzwares. I don't know if the video is up on their YouTube or anything. It wasn't really made readily available. I mean, unless you were at StarCast, I guess, and then people were like, you know, posting some clips of it, but we'll see. There's an acclaimed 3-pack that's a ringside exclusive. Obviously use code to call up for 10% off there. Max Caster, Anthony Bowens, Billy Gunn, acclaimed 3-pack. This thing looks awesome, dude.
Oh, I'm excited about that. It's very, it really looks like the Grandmaster Flash Super 7 reaction.
Yeah,
that there was like a whole kit, a whole setup for some of the old hip hop acts, but Grandmaster Flash, like, I was like, they definitely stole got the inspiration from that. So,
yeah, it looks awesome. I mean, I love the color; it pops. I love the kind of like graffiti type writing on it and stuff like that. Reminds me a little bit of the box is kind of like the Kurt Angle milk truck where the flap folds down and you can see the figures. Looks, you know, display is really cool. So that is available on ringside.com right now, ringsidecollectibles.com. And the price is $79.99. So it's $20 less than that Cactus Jack 3-pack. But
does not come with the belts at that price point. I don't understand that, but whatever.
Yeah, that is crazy. You do get an extra head for both of those guys. You get some soft good clothing, some microphones, extra hands. But, you know, I would say it's got to be mandatory if you're making box sets like this to have belts with it, at least one of the guys or two of the guys.
Absolutely. So, yeah.
Yeah. What else did we see here from the reveals? We got a Blood and Guts 2-pack, Brody King and Darby Allin. Was this a match on, was this like a Dynamite match or something they had?
It's got All Out branding, but unless they're just saying that it was, they're releasing All Out, but... I thought it was live. I thought it was on Dynamite.
It was a coffin match, huh? Okay. It looks cool. I'm still kind of like I was all in on a bunch of the guys in the group chat were making fun of me because I was all in on these Blood and Guts until that Wheeler Yuta came out and it just sucked all the wind out of my sails. So we'll see. This one looks really cool. I think I might have to pick this one up. I love the 2-packs. I love the Blood and Guts. So That will
Dude, Darby with the skateboards always look awesome, and I think Brody King is just super toyetic himself. So
yeah,
it's gonna be a very cool set.
And I like the size difference between the two in the box. It makes it a good, like, you know, David Goliath kind of look to it. So that's cool. We saw the AEW Unmatched Series 8 is up for pre-order. That is going to be Penta Obscuro, kind of his like Undertaker type character when he was on a solo run. CM Punk in the ROH days and the Luminaries line. I'm assuming a suited Malakai Black, hopefully. And then it's going to be a Buddy Matthews and a Brody King in kind of the scary, ghouly masks. I did see my stores are getting... I didn't see them remove the old figures, but I did see them have that set with Private Party and Malakai Black, Ruby Riot, all those people. So
all those two sets, yeah. Yep. On Unrivaled 12 and Unmatched set 6, yeah.
Owen Hart, too. So I was looking for a chase, did not find one, but that is...
I'll grab me one, too.
Oh, I will. When you find it. For sure. Grab me one, yeah. Not to get off target, but they were saying on the podcast that the WrestleMania Basics, which I think is a pull it up here, not to get off of AEW, but
Batista, Muhammad Ali, Roman, and Seth.
They're not going to be at Walmart or Target,
and two of them weren't, right? So
is
Batista
that
and Muhammad Ali?
Oh, I don't know. I thought they said all of them. I don't know. We'll have to get some clarification from Steve Ozer on that because I don't understand.
All the WrestleManias always end up at like Big Lots anyway.
Yeah, for sure. I think these are all guys that they've made figures of over and over. Muhammad Ali, I guess, would be a get for people that didn't order the Ultimate, but yeah. Anyway, back over to AEW here. So we talked about that. Yeah, it is a suit. It's an all-black suit from Malakai, so I'll have to get that for my suited collection. I'll have to get that Penta, which looks really cool. I'm digging those figures. The one thing they've been able to do really well is kind of like the masked or the face-painted wrestlers. I will say that they get tattoos really done well at AEW through Jazzwares, so some feather in their cap for that.
They just can't do regular faces.
Yep. What else? I mean, I'm trying to look through the... They did show an inbox picture of the Wheeler Yuta, Blood and Guts. Comes with the extra set of hands and two extra heads. Just not feeling that guy, so I probably will not be picking that up. They did announce some stuff going up on the AW Vault. Is that what it's called? Jazzwares Vault?
Jazzwares Vault, yeah.
I think Abaddon is going to be up there just like the Bunny, so it sounds like some of the figures... that they think will not sell very well.
Is it still unclear if they're considering these the Chase and Rares, or are they just going to be available? Or are they going to be like limited, there's 3,000 of them, order away?
And they said they might insert them in some of the cases to go to stores too. It's very unclear what this... They really didn't say what the vault is. I'm assuming, like most people, that it's like a Mattel Creations type of thing. Yeah.
Hasbro Pulse type.
Yeah, so which is good. It's a good idea. It's going to get a lot of stuff out there, but
it's sad. I mean, I don't think it's sexist to say the females just don't sell. I mean, Anna Jay, great figure. It's still on the shelves. Obviously, Thunder Rosa, Nyla Rose for sure, and even some Thunder Rosa from her set are out there. Yeah. So Britt Baker won. You can't get rid of those.
Oh my God, no! They're still around for sure.
So it's sad, but I think that's like the next level. How you know we were talking about earlier from D Freedom is that AEW is hard enough to sell because it's not as big. Your average person walking on the toilet doesn't know what it is. So now you're adding a layer of females too. Come on, just not working.
Don't do it. Let me see here. We also got a Adam Page. Hangman, Peg Warmer, Adam Page, 1 of 3,000, shopaew.com exclusive. Basically the same figure we've gotten from them before in a fancy new colored box with a bandana on it. I don't know if that sold out. I'm assuming
no way.
It did not sell out. Wow.
I have all of the Shop AEWs, and this is just like bullshit. This is complete bullshit. Like all the other ones, like, okay, MJF doesn't change a lot. The other ones were new boxes. The first three of Jericho, Mox, and Kenny. you know, it was a new thing, a new shirt. Then the Sheeta thing was bullshit. She was barely different. It was clearly like, oh, they just repacked these to move the rest of these figures.
Yeah.
MJF, you just wanted MJF. Jade, at least, was very different from her normal figure, and it came with the belt.
Belt, yeah.
But this is just lazy. This is Series 5. This is Series 5 with a pro wrestling t-shirt that you can't even, or a Shop AEW shirt that isn't even visible in the box, I think.
First comment I see on this is on Fig Heels Instagram, which I'd recommend following him. First person says, what a failure by Jazzwares, repacking old figures in a new box, then throw in a cloth goods shirt that is barely visible from the packaging window. Unreal levels of incompetence. The AEW figure line is slowly dying. Next person says, pass, and oh wait, pass. Next person said, are the legs still loose? Laughing emoji. LOL, Jazzwares getting lazy. Peg warmer. And Tony fails again. Did the exact same figure come out two years ago? Jesus.
Yeah, getting I'm fucking looking at it right roasted. Now. Still available.
Getting roasted, dude. I mean, at least when a new Seth Rollins or Roman Reigns comes out, they make some sort of attempt to make it different. You know, not just with a different box. Yeah, the
top picks in general are at least a little bit different.
Yeah, don't.
But this is just ridiculous.
Don't do these guys if you're just going to do I don't know.
It stinks of Jax.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It
stinks of Padawar's playbook.
Yeah.
I may grab this if they're still around on Black Friday and they're doing a half off sale like they did last year. I would grab this for $25. I could deal with. Or 27 because they some reason they let you do pay half for a defender, but there's also just out of FOMO to keep my set alive, but
yeah, because you want the chases and it's going to, it's going to go up in price once they sell out.
Nah, the Jade, the Sheeta, none of them really have.
No, even on like the secondary market, they're still not?
I think Kenny is like 95 and the rest are 60 at the most.
Wow, okay.
But after the first two or three, they just were $50 anyway.
Yeah, true. Somewhat,
guys, and if anybody's looking for Jade, follow the Pro Wrestling Tees, whatnot. I got mine for way less than that, shipped.
Wow, nice.
Nobody else bid on it. So,
yeah, I am interested. It's never good when some of these major retailers are, and they also said something about Target about the availability won't be there for some of the other figures. So maybe Target is reconsidering carrying these. I don't know, but it can't be good when they're starting to discontinue part of the lines. I mean, Target and Walmart is your go-to bread and butter, I'm sure. So we did see a 4-pack that's available for $79.99. So good price for a 4-pack. This is also just a bunch of re-releases here. This is Orange Cassidy, MJF, Wardlow, and Thunder Rosa. They all have belts. I think all new belts. We get the Burberry belt for the MJF figure.
Yep.
The first time we're getting the international, whatever the fuck it is. Is it international? Fucking awful company. Jesus Christ.
The All Americas?
Could be upstairs, yeah. Watching a movie with my wife. I'm talking about this shit fucking Jazzwares.
Well, this went up for sale and it was gone right down. But,
yeah.
I
think it was like 10 minutes.
On the major pod, Myers is like, there's no way they sold 3,000 that quick.
Nah, they probably are just doing it in batches. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like when the gobbledygooker was out of stock and came back.
That's the way you do it, guys, is you sell things and you ship things in batches of 40, usually.
40 each.
Ideally of 40. Yep. Yeah.
So
if you want to rush it out there.
A new international championship belt, I think this is a new women's belt for the Thunder Rosa figure. So at least if you're a belt collector, you get three different belts here. But and the guys on the major pod again were saying these are the same figures, but they've colored like MGF scarf a different color, and
they have like traces of gold, right? Is it like frosting of gold on there?
Like Orange Cassidy's glasses are gold, so they're not accurate to if you're really worried about them being accurate to realistic matches. Good 4-pack to get. I'm sure this will $79.99 now. In 2 months on Black Friday, these will probably be $59 or something like that. makes it a lot more appetizing to get four figures.
Okay, all the two packs, all the original two packs were like $23 now.
Yeah, yeah. So
on Amazon, like I think Jungler, I don't know what Jungler Lucha, what is it, Jungle Express, Dinosaur Express,
Jungle Lucha. I think it's called Jungle.
Two guys Lucha. That are not teams. Yeah,
yeah. Even though they're both heels now, they could probably team back up again.
Yep.
Until one of them turns face again. You know, shit on Jazzwares. Of course, there's figures from Mattel that warm the pegs, and of course they make some mistakes along the way here and there and put out some bad-looking stuff, and we call them out on it. So it's not that we just want to bag on Jazzwares, but just some of the stuff they do is just a head scratcher.
This round of reveals was dog shit.
Yeah. And it's also, they were saying that they're really worried about these lines getting leaked out. That's why they're trying to announce them so far in advance. But when they do that, then stuff gets moved around and it's so fucking confusing of what's coming out when and who's in what set. And then it's like you show something at last year's All In that isn't even out yet. And it's like, oh my God, it's just get on a little bit of a schedule here so people know what's coming out. I mean,
you can Santana and Ortiz complete a set for a match. That was, what, 7 years ago at this point? Like,
yeah. And they're still talking about this van for Trent and the Pudding Gang. What the fuck? Why do we still need that? Why do we need the van that his mom drove in? I mean, that was cool when it happened, but that was during the pandemic, right?
He was on Jericho a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Guys, it's a very fun listen.
Yeah?
Very fun listen. And him talking about, like, asking Trent, his mom and how his...
Brett?
Yeah. Yeah. His mom was like, do they need me again this week? They need me. Like, just great story.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, it was cool. I just think they're...
You missed the boat.
You missed the boat on stuff. Yeah, yeah. And I don't know. So I'm trying to think of, like, the Logan Paul is, like, hitting right when he's big. The LA Knight is coming out right as he's, like, at the top of his, you know, fandom here. So... Mattel somehow was able to get stuff out in a timely fashion when people are, you know, we should have had an Acclaimed figures by now, right? Do we have any? Or is this the first, this set is the first?
Private Party was on the first episode of the show. And yeah. They just are hitting stores now.
Yeah, there's some guys, I mean, that have been there since the beginning that don't have figures. So it's a mess. It's a mess. But, There's some reveals, all available mostly on Ringside. I will tell you, if you were trying to get into collecting, I would wait for that Black Friday sale. There's going to be a ton of AEW figures on sale there, I would assume. And that is coming up. I mean, you're looking at 2 months from now, we should be looking at some early Black Friday sales from Ringside and some of these other companies. So stay tuned. Our favorite time of the year here.
Start getting those lists together.
Yes. Yes, and then you can buy some cheap ones and send it in for the Fig Cave toy drive. Get some kids some wrestling figures that don't have any. So
For Black Friday, Black Friday, put a cart together now. And obviously it gets rid of the cart, but print it out, screenshot it, whatever you want to do so you can track the pricing. Because if those things start climbing, those are the things I think that are going to start running out right away. Like there's not a lot.
That's see what you're saying.
Usually, I mean, it'll drop on Black Friday, but it'll be going out quick, so.
Yeah, good call.
I'm sure I made no sense right there. Four people are going to DM me asking what I just said.
No, yeah, it does stuff that your cart doesn't stay. Like, I do love that about Amazon where I can put stuff in a cart and almost like do like a save it. Do you ever do that?
Save
where
for
you can
later.
Save
yeah,
for
oh,
later?
Yeah.
And my thing is just like 40 items long of stuff that I have saved. And sometimes it'll just sell out and say it's gone. But, you know, I just don't understand how you have a website that you can't just save your cart. Wouldn't you want that so people will come back in and, oh, let me buy this now, you know? Yep. Doesn't make too much sense, but do love Ringside. Do love the sales, love their selection, love the shipping.
I love those discount codes.
Just give us a god dang discount code and we'll promote it even more. Think about it. You know, it's up to you. Or we'll just use the call up. Same thing, 10% off. Any way you slice it. All right, let's get into some weekly purchases before we get the F out of here, man, right?
All right, dude. I think it's Lawler yelling Simba. Money talks. Here comes the
money. Young Lions. Oh, my favorite part of the show. I'm scared here. I don't think I bought anything this week, dude.
Bullshit.
I don't think I did. This is brought to you in part by our good friends at Wrestling Collector Shop. You can check them out now. They have sales all the time. And I believe it's code RUNIN to get you 10% off there. Check them out. I did buy today a, not to jump the gun here or anything, Harley Race, King Harley Race Greatest Hits, which I'm hoping to sell to someone who needs it because I do not need it. But I haven't seen it on the pegs before, so I was a little excited, so I grabbed it.
I did grab a second one. That was, I mean, it was a while back, but
yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, it was very way before anybody thought they were going to actually hit Walmart. My brother texted me. He's like, oh, they have this, this, and this. I'll grab that Harley. So,
yeah.
That's it? That's all you got?
So I did want to say one thing. Let me pull it up here because I was me and my son are doing our first fantasy football league together. So I thought it would be cool. Like he's getting into obviously sports more. Still a wrestling fan, but he's getting into collecting cards and watching football with me. So I thought, hey, it'd be cool to have like a card of all the guys on our fantasy football team. But I'm not going to just go on eBay or buy a bunch of packs. So I went into this group. It's I think James Melton recommended it for me. It's called Rated Rookie Sports Cards. 46,000 people in this group on Facebook. And just put a picture of my son playing with cards and just like, hey, my son's getting into cards. I used to be into it. I'm not anymore. And I thought it'd be cool. And basically explained it all. And I said, you know, I'll pay. Obviously, I'll pay. I don't need any like special diamond patch cards or anything. I just want normal, you know, he's an 8-year-old kid. I got like 200. I haven't even gotten through all the messages I got from people, dude. So many people from this group reached out. A lot of them were trying to sell me stuff. A lot of them were telling me just pay for shipping. And a lot of them were just like, hey, I got so many cards. I love that your son's getting into the hobby. I'm just going to send him some stuff. And they wouldn't even take money for shipping. So, that is super cool. I've gotten a couple of packages already. I'm going to give them some of those. And it got to the point where I'm like, I don't need any more football cards. If you have some Orioles cards, if you collect baseball, I'll hand them out to the kids on the team, on his fall ball team. And, you know, again, offering these people money. Some of them took money. Obviously, I hate to see them ship it for free. They're giving me cards already, so I'm trying to, you know, I'll probably try to find a way to get these guys some money. I don't know if does they still have that Facebook Pay thing. I don't know if they still do that anymore. Used to be.
I mean, I wouldn't trust that. I wouldn't even take. I don't think I would take money from
somebody. Tried to pay me with that once. Yeah. It was shady, but really cool. So shout out to that group. A lot of cool. I mean, the comments on the post, there's like 200 comments, and then a lot of people would just automatically DM me like, hey, screenshot his team for me. I'll get some cards out to you in the mail tomorrow. Like, unbelievable. Like, I was overwhelmed and could not even message back all the people.
I got to do that with this stash of magazines that I have. There's a guy in the major pod. I won't say his name, but he works for WWE, and he was like giving away just this laundry basket of stuff. He's like, anyway, in the Connecticut area, stop by my house. I have this laundry basket of stuff. I need it out of here.
Wow.
And so I have like probably 60 WWF magazines or WWE magazines, like from the probably Ruthless into PG. And I don't read them. Like it was just in the box. Like I don't need them, you know?
Yeah. I wonder if
figure out something.
I mean, sure. People collect those though, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't some of these stores want them? Trade them in for stuff?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I
but I got them for free, so to me, it's like I would.
Yeah, wait. True.
If somebody actually collected them. I'd be happy to send them for just.
I wish they still had that magazine, man. I used to love WWF magazine when I was a kid, and
my weekly purchase is, you know, because he's on it. But it's like finding a PWI. It's awesome,
dude. I look every time I go to Walmart, and I see
Asylum. Asylum's got their ad on the back.
Oh, cool. Nice. What's on the cover? Is it the Matt Cardona one?
That's the Cardona
SDL. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I see it randomly at Walmart. It's very hit or miss. But I used to love going to, it wasn't Barnes & Noble, but it was like, maybe, it wasn't Wars? A
Walden Books?
No, it was just like a magazine store.
B. Dolan's?
Something like that. But it didn't even have books. It was like, I won't say a card. Maybe it was a greeting or readings or something.
We had News Rack.
Okay, maybe it was something like that, where it was just like a whole row of magazines. And as a kid, I would just love, you know, I would read Disney Adventures. I'd read Sports Illustrated for kids. I'd read WWF Magazine. I mean, I was not into books at all. I guess I had like an early.
I was always a magazines person.
Oh, like, dude. I could read them nonstop.
I had Entertainment Weekly for like 9 years, dude.
Oh, dude. Entertainment Weekly is no joke. Yeah, I learned a lot of shit on there that you never, you know. before.
I love Rolling Stone, but it was too big. It would always bend in my bag.
Yeah, they've shrunk it down now. But yeah. We should maybe do a magazine draft. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
That's a cool magazine draft. Sporting news, all kinds of stuff.
Beckett.
What did you get this week? You sound like you had more stuff than me. That's it for me.
Oh, I got a few things. Yeah, I found a yard sale. Like somebody posted it in Marketplace. They're like, oh, I'm having a yard sale. So
that's the best.
Some wrestling stuff. So the Hulk Hogan and Wrestling Stars 250 piece puzzles from the 80s.
Wow, dude.
So I'm sure they're 247 piece puzzles.
Gotta hang out because I got this Macho King.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
This is from Mike Lanham. So we'll have a puzzle day one day when it's raining.
Mill and Brad. Yeah, I'll finish this and I'll send it to you.
Yeah, okay.
We'll trade. I did see Stardust in store.
Oh.
So I grabbed him.
The Chase or the regular?
The regular, but he's only singly packed. So that Chase is going to be harder to find at retail than I think people think.
I did trade I don't have it yet, but I traded one of my Tribal Chief 3-packs for a Chase for $10 plus a Chase. He sent me $10 for shipping and the Chase Tribal Chief. Chase Stardust. So I thought that was a good deal, right?
Yeah. He did pop up. I think Cody 101 pop back up. Everything but Mr. America Chase, I think, is like suddenly pop back up on ringside. So I was wondering if they were going to do that. I grabbed the Series 1 RAs at TJ Maxx for, what, $7 a piece?
Oh, man. Can't beat it.
Yeah. Yeah, you could beat that. I'll probably end up getting donated because they're not great figures, not great boxes. I got the Big Rubber guys, Matt and Brian.
Nice.
Somebody got them and gave me a brother deal on them because they did not want to pay to ship them.
Okay. Well, they didn't.
Yeah.
They bought them and instantly didn't want them?
Yeah, they got them at the Boston show, and they were like, we were going to ship them for them. They're like, oh, do you want to buy them? I was like, for this price, I will. So they're signed already and everything, so they'll go right up to the shelf. But you didn't buy any of that. You didn't pre-order any of the other ones, right?
No.
I did just Flair. Just Flair because he's in that suit. Like, it was very, but I think I'm going to grab.
They look so good, man. They look so awesome, yeah. If I had I had limited room, I would definitely do it.
I have two signed figures I got in the past couple weeks that I'm super pumped about. First was the brother deal I got on a Finn signed Ultimate with JSA.
Wow.
There is some damage, that bottom right, which I've been reading how to try to fix that. I guess there is a way. What I paid is less than what Finn charges for an auto.
That's a good
guy sent in a Defender. I think he's a New Orleans guy, Louisiana guy. I think he's friends with Travis. So
that's a TJ McKeo?
No. I can't think of his name right now. Eric something? I forget. Oh,
okay.
And then you're going to love this one. Another eBay find.
Oh, man.
Ron the Truth Killings signed TNA figure.
Is that
J&J had this up, not signed. J&J had it up, and I was like, oh, man. I was like, I kind of just want that figure. So I pull it up on eBay, and I see there's a signed one that one person put the minimum bid a minute before the auction ended, and I just put an extra 50 cents and got it.
Jesus. I don't know if that's a paint pen, but it looks like a great Sharpie.
Yeah,
it's like a blue Sharpie.
Yeah, I think it's Sharpie. It's on that plastic. It looks pretty good. I mean,
maybe it's recent. Dude,
I paid what the figure would have cost.
Yeah. Wow.
On its own, so. Pretty cool.
Sometimes you just see a figure that doesn't fit any of your
groupings. Oh, yeah, it's way too tall for the shelf that it needs to go on. So.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's always how it happens.
I'll live.
I have a problem with now having 6 or 7 Mint on Card Shawn Michaels figures. Not a collection I really have an intention of getting all of them on, and I really don't know which ones to get rid of. Maybe that'll be a special episode. We can go through all those because, I mean, he was a favorite of mine as a kid, but like that Ruthless Aggression, some of those figures are just not, I had it behind me, but it's not here anymore, but.
No, the Ruthless you could talk. I mean, these are all obviously Mattels, right?
Yeah, they're all Mattels. They're all Mint on Card Elites. And
his two Ultimates are pretty perfect.
Yeah,
most people are going to want this Survivor Series with the shit brown pants.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I want to get the new Greatest Hits, although I haven't found a good box because I was at that match. That's with the 14 gear where he lost to Austin before his retirement, his first retirement
that
there.
That is a cool looking figure. I would have bought so that
I
today.
Thought, if I was I, like, I think I need to grab that.
Yeah, if I saw that today. They had the Bautista, they had the Undertaker, they had obviously Harley Race and somebody else. Who else is in that set?
Dude, does The Rock peg warm like universally down there too? Like his WrestleMania one is easily found. Nobody else from that set. His greatest hits, as well as his RA, his new RA is
his RA with the guitar is definitely three of them sitting around
quite a bit. Yeah,
Cena is the one that really sits around here the most, I would say.
Yeah, I've seen a handful of Cenas. Yeah, once they got rid of Series One, and obviously there wasn't a ton of distribution on the rest.
I still can't believe my local Walmart has had Shawn Michaels, Nash and Hall superstars for like a month, and no one's bought them.
Oh, are the other ones on clearance there?
They are, yeah. $5. I'm waiting for those to go down to $3 or something. I know.
So you wouldn't pay $20 for the set of four?
I know. What's wrong with me? I need to pick a good day to do it. Now that I have my mom's discount card, too. She gave me her disc. She works at Walmart. She gave me her, like,
the receipt will say WWE four times.
That's it, yeah, right?
That's
what it is, yeah.
Sorry, Steve.
Sorry, if you're listening. We gotta save money. We got kids, man.
Yeah, I got kids, man. That is the shirt, man. That never comes up on eBay, and I need that shirt now.
I got kids.
I got kids, man.
Yeah. Dang, man. What else did I want? Yeah, I've just been looking around my room here a little bit, just trying to think of what I can not even get rid of, but just like put in some tubs like you have, because I don't need a carrying cross and a mace and a T-bar on my display out here.
I really got to go through these elites and sell off some of these. It's hard though because they are so consecutive.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, it's 45 sets in a row.
Yeah, it's hard to split that
up.
How
do I break that?
Yeah, once you sell.
And also, who's gonna buy Nikki Cross?
Yeah, no, it's not even worth what you're gonna get for
it. There's just certain ones that aren't gonna that. No, it's almost like to pair it up or sell entire sets.
Yeah, you're going to have to do that. Or sell it as a lot to or like our buddies at J&J. They'll give you a good price for something. Yeah. I do need to like pare down some stuff because it's getting to the point where I just have a lot of stuff.
I don't think either of us thought the Ultimates were going to become the line that they did.
No, I had no idea. Now with three in a set, now with Amazon exclusives, Target exclusives, Walmart exclusives.
I'm good on AEW. I'm gonna go for the sticker figures and
yeah, I like that.
Maybe, I mean, like stuff like Buddy, Brody, and Malachi. But like that's gonna be cool to get the three of those together.
Yeah, that is gonna be cool.
Even if it's just the boxes next to each other, but I don't need every single one anymore. So,
yep,
at all.
I'm surprised we haven't gotten a. I guess we won't, because there just seems like a big delay right now in the Ultimate Editions, because I got that Randy Orton probably about a month ago, and we still, I think, have another month or two until the next set with the Kurt Angle figure for those to come out, right?
Well, that is a big gap. I mean, you have other ones, but you still assume that the main line would be consistent, so.
Yeah, usually they, like, roll, like, a month or two ahead, and, you know, yeah, they're estimated early November.
Especially because it felt like the Randy was held back because of the whole macho thing, but yeah, I guess it wasn't held back too long.
But yeah, it must not have been too long, yeah. So we will see. It's Ultimate Edition 19 is Bianca, Kurt, and Bobby Lashley. And I know we confirmed last week that 20 is the Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns, the Mountain Dew match, Bray Wyatt, and who was the third person in that? Damn it. Oh, Asuka. So that'll be a cool set. Oh, wow. Set. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a cool, very toy.
I need some of these females to do some signings, man.
I know. They you know.
All I have is Charlotte. But, dude, you said, I think Mike Lanham shared in the group, Ronda Rousey just did some card shop. It was barely advertised.
Oh,
I don't think they did mail-ins.
Oh, that's not good.
Problem is that Fitterman's going to get a hold of her. It's going to cost me $100.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Fitterman's a gift and a curse because it gets all these people. Like, now there's... We just saw earlier today there's a John Cena signing through Fitterman and through Dark Parlor. What's it, 200 or 250 for the autograph?
I think 200, yeah.
So, I mean, it's John Cena, so can't really be mad at that.
Well, it's funny because I kept looking. They have a couple of his signed ultimates, and I was like, "It's 300, but make an offer." And I'm like, "These things just sit here, man. I wonder how low they would go."
Yeah.
On an offer, and then they announced it's signing. I was like, "Well, clearly, I'm going to send mine in." So.
Well, if you get it for 200 and save the ship, you know, save the shipping out there, you know.
Yeah. Because nobody is. I mean, because I don't think a lot of people. I think a lot of people got rid of that first Cena. That's worth a lot more. So.
Yep. True.
That's the one I would definitely get signed.
I'm still bummed by the fact that these new Legends boxes don't have the picture on the side, so it's going to be impossible to.
I know, we're going to wait to see it and see it for sure, but yeah, that bums me out, but that's a good way to get out of it, man.
I was going
to
say, maybe that's just my way to be one and done and be out of it and just get the ones that of guys that are alive that I can get autographs of.
Yeah, the easy way to just absolutely wait until they drop in price and grab those and then open them.
Yeah.
Have that could finally be the open part of my collection.
Yeah. Never thought about opening figures. Just like looking at the boxes, but
I know it looks weird. It's weird, dude. I bought actually that same yard sale. I bought Tully Blanchard loose.
Oh, from the four pack, from the four pack.
I think the Legends two pack, but I'm not sure.
Okay,
it's red. It's red. Red trunks and knee pads. I think that's the. I guess I can look. Maybe it's the same figure. I did see on eBay. It's like 70, but it's kind of a beater.
There's a couple good stores down by the beach here in Ocean City, Maryland. I want to hopefully stop into that sell some vintage stuff. But it is
nice.
Our buddy Tom just posted a picture of he's selling one of his buddy's collections. You know, four or five big giant cardboard boxes of stuff, and none of the stuff is really like. I think I talked about this last week that I kind of wish that I could go to a store and be looking for something. I don't really besides new stuff. What are you looking for anything right now? I mean, Sergeant Slaughter,
Owen Hart, Jamie Hayter. Yeah, going back, anybody gets any figures, I always ask. Like Travis Hotard now at this point knows. Finlay, Swoggle, I need those two.
Yeah.
Finlay, Swoggle, and an early R-Truth. I need those are the three figures I'm looking for. And Black Slaughter, I always ask about that. That's it, though. There's not... I want chases from AEW, but so everybody does.
What's the question of the week that we can steal from? Do we have a question that we can steal from?
No, he didn't post it. I guess he's stealing it this week.
You're trying to be sneaky, man. Well, we do our top five things at the beach. There's a pizza place down there I freaking love.
You got a dough roller?
They do have dough rollers down there. I'm not a big dough roller guy. For breakfast, no? I am. Not the pizza. Pizza's a little too sweet. But they
it's not
pancakes.
It's not. We're so spoiled here with pizza. Like
you got great pizza up there. There's a place called Ponzetti's down here. It's really good. Local spot. My buddy used to work at and went in there for the first time. It's way down, like kind of almost closer to the Delaware line. Really good pizza, and then obviously Boardwalk Fries. You got the Fisher's popcorn down there.
Did you have a chain? Did you guys have that Boardwalk Fries chain, or is it just you guys just refer to certain fries as Boardwalk Fries?
The place we go to is called the name is Thrasher's. I just call it Boardwalk Fries, but used to have in the mall when I was a kid a Boardwalk Fries. Okay. Yeah, I just call all fries from the beach Boardwalk Fries. They're still around.
Every
though.
Parent, man, you were allowed to get you would get you know two or four slices depending how old you were, and then you would get you and a buddy. Like, oh, me and Tim want to get lunch. Okay, here's four slices at pizza. Roma?
There is a Boardwalk
and
Fries.
And a Boardwalk Fries and a large order of Boardwalk Fries.
There is one near me. I didn't know they still existed. Wow, good for them.
I mean, it's really just fresh fries. It's basically the Five Guys.
Yeah, yeah, but you got to put a little vinegar on them. That's the key.
Yeah.
That's the key. A little apple cider vinegar.
Ooh.
Yeah. Is that apple cider vinegar? I think that's what it's called.
I think it's just regular vinegar, but maybe.
No, it's like a darker vinegar. It's like a.
Is it?
Yeah. It's like a brown vinegar. Now you got me questioning myself, man. Look at that
person. Boardwalk Fries, dude.
Somebody's probably yelling at their computer right now.
I might just get a small order of Five Guys tomorrow.
Do it, man. Treat yourself. Oh, yourself. That was one of my weekly purchases. I did get the pimento cheese. Honey chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A. That was fucking delicious, dude. my God.
I didn't even know this existed.
I know.
But look, no, it's not for me.
Maybe it's a limit. Maybe it's a just around my era. It had jalapenos on it. It was a huge departure from Chick-fil-A. I don't remember them ever doing anything different. You know, they always just stick to the basic bitch shit. But pimento cheese, and it had like honey on the chicken, like tossed in like a honey sauce, and then it had like pickled jalapenos on it. It was great.
Yo, does your McDonald's have McChicken biscuits?
No. What is that? Like a breakfast?
No, it's not at my McDonald's, but today I got coffee at, like, near campus, like in the not so nice area. And it was, yeah, you can get chicken on a biscuit. I was like, oh.
That's my go to. I don't know. I don't think they do. I think you can probably ask for it though, but
yeah.
Yeah. Get the chicken with the egg on it, get the double chicken.
It's
a little, yeah.
It's sacrilege. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It does, but it doesn't.
The guy behind me feeds chicken to his chickens. It's fucked up.
I don't like it.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
Don't care for it.
They probably like the taste of it, but, you know, I think it's a little sick to do that.
Yeah. But, I don't like that.
Yeah. All right. So enough about cannibalism. Let's get out of here on a good note. I'm going away this weekend. NFL season starts. You a big Chargers fan still? You look.
No, home? Man, they can rot, dude.
Nah,
they can rot. You're done. SoFi's beautiful. I'm a SoFi Stadium fan now.
Okay, well, we can recruit you to the Ravens.
Going to Victory Road. Thanks to Brian Myers for throwing some Major Pod guys some free tickets.
How far is that from you?
Hour and 20.
Oh, that's not too bad.
On a Friday in rush hour going into New York, so we'll see how it could be 3 hours.
Oof, yeah.
And Saturday, I got to fire off like 15, 20 pizzas for a neighborhood picnic, so.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot they wanted to
I was just negotiating dough prices with the local pizzeria.
So something happened. I think we talked about this last week, or maybe we didn't, that you missed out on the Fig Cave Fantasy Football League.
I did.
So we had a supplementary draft, me, you, Mike Lanham, and Tommy Paradise. Three kickers, three defenses. That's it. I'm excited.
A-plus grade. I got an A-plus. You guys did not.
I did not. I got a D.
You guys in the, yeah.
I got a D. I did miss the draft, full disclosure. It was a Labor Day weekend. I was at a party.
Which is, you assume with auto draft giving you the best available.
Yeah, I would think, decent. Yeah. I would think my draft would be pretty good. I mean, how do they fuck it up? So, but I am looking forward to football tomorrow night. I'm looking really forward to that Monday night Bills at Jets. That's going to be a fun one.
Yeah.
Cowboys at Giants on Sunday night. Ooh, baby. Get that TV fired up. Fantasy football advice in the Fig Cave Facebook group. I'll be posting every single Sunday morning. If you guys want some start and sit advice, if you wanted to pick my brain about who to drop, who to add, injuries, all that stuff, I'll try to keep that up to date on Sunday mornings. Another perk of the Facebook group. We will be back next week here on the pod to recap the first week of, I guess, NFL. And do we have? There's no pay per views this weekend. That's weird. There's no wrestling pay per views this weekend, so that's good.
That was a lot, dude.
It's been a couple months since we've had that. So a nice little break. Yeah. Anything to add before we get the hell out of here, Mister Nick?
No, man. Going on vacation. Wash your hands. That's it.
Thank you, and enjoy, folks. We'll talk to you next week.
Later. See you.
Watching the sun bake, all of those tourists covered with oil, strumming my six string on my front porch swing, smell of shrimp there.